Back now with Day to Day.
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style.
The Wu-Tang Clan became hip-hop's first true empire in the mid-1990s. The Clan's hardcore mix of Staten Island slang and kung fu film imagery drove music fans wild.
Ghostface, catch the blast of a hype burst. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did burst. I come rough, tough like an elephant tusk.
Wu, the story of the Wu-Tang Clan, is a new documentary that traces the group's rise and disintegration. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports.
On the Wu-Tang Clan's first album, Enter the 36 Chambers, Method Man, Raekwon the Chef, and Ghostface Killah told us exactly how they plan to hit the hip-hop world.
What's your, like, ultimate goal, I guess, in this industry?
Can I say
industry?
This one? Can
domination,
this one?
Baby.
True. Like, yeah, we ain't trying to hop in and hop out, like, quick, you know what I'm saying? We out for the gusto,
here,
man, and we gonna keep it raw.
But in the documentary, veteran rap critic Bones Malone remembers the RZA being more opaque about his new group.
I gotta be totally honest, as much as I love them dudes, I did not understand what the hell they were trying to do at all. That's word up.
It was the early 90s, and Bones Malone was A&R for Island Records. RZA had stopped by Malone's office to play him the Wu-Tang's brand new first single, a spare, rough-hewn track called Protect Your Neck.
I thought it was incredible, but I remember laughing like hell, and he was telling me about, like, Staten Island was Shaolin, and the name of the group is called Wu-Tang Clan. I was like, who the hell's gonna follow that?
RZA lifted his idea from the kung fu film myth of a warrior clan that shared the kick-ass Wu-Tang sword. RZA's nine-man crew would wield their collective rap skills just like that mighty saber.
The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, and Inspector Deck, Raekwon the Chef, you guard, Ghostface Killah, and
man,
the Method.
Hey. M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man, M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my staff.
Our metaphors was new. Our slang was original. Like, you couldn't hear it nowhere else.
That's the RZA, self-described president of the Wu and also a client.
It came from being on Staten Island and being kind of secluded from the other five boroughs and developing our own slang.
Staten Island, a.k.a. Shaolin. It's where RZA dreamed up the Clan idea after a brief stint as a solo artist left him bitter at the music industry.
I kind of had an epiphany, like, yo, I'm going to go start my own record company. I'm going back to my homeboys and crew and take us out of the ghetto.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
On guard record biz, RZA rallied eight of the tightest young MCs around him, including his cousins, the Jizza and Old Dirty Bastard. And the Wu-Tang Clan's war for hip-hop supremacy was on.
My people's, are you with me where you at? In the front, in the back, kill a bees on attack. My people's, are you with me where you at? Don't be mad, hitting cats on the block with the gap. Here I go, deep tight flow. Jack, you stole, can never get this. No, I'm Terry Bowman. Boom, that's warming up a little bit.
After doing more songs with everybody and having more good times together, I told everybody in the crew, I said, yo, I've been in the industry for a few years, and I don't think nobody can pop with us, you know what I mean?
If you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Stay from the that's busted. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
He wasn't thinking about, yo, we gonna come and take over the world, you know what I mean? It wasn't even that.
Wu-Tang's Raekwon the Chef, representing Staten Island.
We just want to respect in the city.
Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut.
Old dirty rap. Cut. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. To the young youth, you want to get gun? Shoot. Blah. How you like me now? Don't front the style. Ruthless. Wow.
The Wu-Tang Clan bum rushed microphones and the cameras, going platinum thanks to the sheer volume of its hip-hop thug theater. Behind the scenes, RZA negotiated unprecedented deals for the Clan. He secured contracts that protected the group and deals that freed up each member to go solo with another company.
Nobody changed the game the way the Wu-Tang Clan did.
Rap critic Bones Malone.
They changed it for a whole industry. They changed it for their crew. to get several record deals and hold publishing and still could produce for other kids. Yo, that's straight up control, man. They murfed the industry, man. They murfed it.
The Wu also set industry trends by turning the massive rap posse concept into a hugely lucrative act. Plus, the group was one of the first in rap to diversify its brand. The crew burned its famous W-shaped bird insignia on everything from video games to Wu-Tang nail polish. They even had their own Wu-Wear clothing line.
Yo, diamond crystal rings sharp like icicles, nickel-plated pistols. Official Wu-Wear covers my physical. Insulated thermal while I've been in cocoa with solos. Photographic prototype, static-free, motivated soldier.
Just 5 years after the Klan took flight, it seemed the Wu bird was soaring dangerously close to the hot Klieg lights. As members saw their solo brands explode, they wrestled with RZA over which way to divide the spoils. Old Dirty Bastard's death, plus rampant internal beef, slash creativity, and the Wu-Tang sword went dull.
It is a typical behind the music story.
In the Wu documentary, Entertainment Weekly staff writer Margot Watson sums up the Klan's downfall.
Childhood friends come together, they form this rap supergroup. Money, drugs, egos, threatens to break it all apart. And by the time that you guys pull it together, everyone's moved on.
Most of the Wu-Tang members have moved on too. Method Man is in the movies, and so is RZA, starring alongside Denzel Washington. The Wu-Tang Clan is on tour right now, still collecting enough props for reinventing rap. RZA and his clan continue to remind the world that hip-hop has always been about much more than just beats and rhymes.
Wu-Tang, through our music and through our hip-hop culture and through our touring around the world, we could be credited with bringing in multi-cultures to hip-hop to where everybody's involved.
Machine gun rap for all my sins in the back.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
To see part of Wu, the story of the Wu-Tang Clan, and hear songs from their first album, go to nprmusic.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.